This one time, some friends and I were skiing up in Idaho. And a friend of mine fell 1,200 feet down this mountain.
1,200 feet?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. He was just tumbling down. Looked like a rag doll. He was unconscious, bouncing off cliffs that dropped 10, 15 feet at a time, you know?
Ooh.
He finally got down to the bottom and slid out about 300 yards on the snow.
Uh-huh.
And we all thought he was dead. Like, we were looking down at him. He wasn't moving, so we had to ski down to him. I thought he was dead, so it was pretty scary. But anyway, we got to him. He was unconscious. After a couple of minutes, we kind of shook him and stuff, and he woke up.
Uh-huh.
He was, like, coughing, and he's got two bumps on his head about this big. His one eye was closed shut.
Wow. You know, it's a miracle he survived that.
It is a miracle. And so, I stayed with him, and two other guys skied down, and a rescue team came about 4 hours later and took him out. Flew him to the hospital in a helicopter.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, it was a big deal. It definitely gave me a new perspective on life.
Oh, yeah. Wow. How did you guys get a hold of the rescue team?
These guys, our friends, hiked out. Like, they skied down. We were pretty far into the park and high up.
Right.
So they skied down and hiked out to the trailhead. Got in their car and drove to town, you know?
Wow. The guy was really lucky.
Yeah.
Do you still keep in touch with him?
I do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he still skiing or...
He's... well, not yet.
No? How long ago was that? About a year or two ago?
No. That was about 3-4 months ago.
Oh, really? Now, does he have any broken bones?
No. That was amazing. He didn't break anything.
You mean he didn't have any... He just had a few bumps on his head and nothing more?
Yeah, but, well, he was in the intensive care unit for about 5 days just being under observation. He hurt his neck, but it was okay.
Wow. I can't believe he didn't break any limbs.
Yeah, he was lucky. He's fine now.